Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand, and we're counting the days, 9 days, till the 2017 NFL Draft gets started in the city of Philadelphia, and we're joined with one of the nation's top defensive backs, and it's Breon Borders from Duke. They like to call him the Cowboy Soldier, and we'll talk about that as well during the show. But a fabulous career, and obviously he's been making a name for himself since he arrived, played as a true freshman. And you folks that listen to the show all the time, I love guys that are able to kind of void that red shirt and step right into it from the high school level and then get on the big time field like he did. But with that said, Breon, we appreciate your time. Let me ask you this question, too. Have you had a morning yet where you woke up thinking you were missing practice and you kind of said, oh, man, what did I just do?
Actually, no, I haven't. I miss a lot. I miss a lot, but I'm excited. You found something once ahead.
Definitely. And obviously, I mean, great career at Duke. I'm curious, I mean, way back when, Pee Wee, Pop Warner days, I mean, were you just the better athletic kid? I mean, were you the guy with the ball in your hand scoring touchdowns all the time?
Actually, I wasn't. I was always about the number five guy in my town coming all the way up until about my junior year of high school. So I always kind of had a chip on my shoulder. I don't want to say this, but I guess I was jealous of my friends. You know, I always wanted to be that person. But that's kind of what fueled me, you feel what I'm saying, coming up. And it panned out, you feel what I'm saying, pretty good.
It definitely turned out pretty good for you. And I'm curious, I mean, how do you kind of carve your niche into the defensive side and kind of take on that defensive back role? Because I'm sure you played many, many positions growing up and throughout your high school days. But, I mean, you know, how did you kind of come a defensive back and know that was a good position that was going to take you the farthest?
Yeah, I always wanted to be a wide receiver as I was younger because I like Randy Moss, you know what I'm saying? He's still my favorite all-time player. But coming into my freshman year of high school, we were already loaded at receiver, and actually I just got thrown in at corner. And it was just something that, you know what I'm saying, I just always did, you know what I'm saying, in high school. Like I said, I always wanted to be a receiver. But, you know, so that worked out for the best. You know, so I'm glad my coaches put me there when I was a freshman because it got me a scholarship.
It did. And obviously, you've lettered all 4 years, and obviously, you've done everything you needed to do. And you were invited to the NFLPA game, and the folks out there as well. I mean, they know that was one of the most prestigious invites a college prospect can have. What was it like going out to Los Angeles for the week and, you know, rubbing elbows with scouts and teams and letting them put a name to the face? Or put a face to the name, I should say.
First of all, it was beautiful on the West Coast. You know, it was my first time over there, and it was definitely an experience. But as I was going over there, I was still kind of hurt off my hip injury, so I wasn't 100%. But it was a great experience. I made a lot of plays out there. I think I turned a lot of heads out there. You find saying it was good talking to the scouts. I got some good feedback, and it was just, you find saying overall great week for me. I'm glad I went out there. So glad I went out there.
Oh, definitely. Once again, Breon Borders, the standout Duke defensive back, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always free and available at iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting his personal draft bio page at CollegeToPro.com. I mean, obviously the skill set's there and you bring a lot to the table, but in your own words, if you're in the film room with some scouts right now, they're breaking down tape of you. What do you think they're going to see in you that they fall in love with as you, you know, I guess the hallmark of the position?
I would say definitely just I get the ball. You know what I'm saying? I had 12 INTs in my career. I tell them all the time it should have been 20. I dropped a lot of interceptions in my career, but I'm always just around the ball. You know what I'm saying? I attack the ball pretty good, and I've been like that ever since I was younger. I had, I think, 10 INTs my senior year of high school. I just always, you function. I got a knack for being around the ball. I'm competitive, and I work hard.
Yeah, that's what you have to. I mean, yeah, that takes a little bit of everything. You just don't do that by being great. You do have to show a little bit of, you know, football IQ. I'm curious. I mean, obviously, we know you're athletically gifted, but I mean, how much is, you know, your success maybe just translated to the film study, and do you spend a lot of time breaking down opponents?
Oh yeah. I credit that to my cornerback coach, Coach Jones. You know what I'm saying? He got us in. He got me in when I was real young. You know what I'm saying? Set me down. Taught me how to look at tendencies of receivers, and you know what I'm saying? Basically just break down film study from, you know what I'm saying, Monday to Friday. You know what I'm saying? What to look at.
Definitely.
And it helped a lot in my game.
Nice. Now, this question is this is one of my favorite questions to ask. If you can give us an answer to it, is there a particular game throughout your career at Duke, maybe where you made a big play, where you kind of spent all week breaking down film, Saturday rolls around, and what you kind of study comes to fruition, and you make a play?
Yeah, I would say my last collegiate game that I played before I got hurt, it was against Isaiah Ford. He played for Virginia Tech, and
uh-huh.
He was a pretty good receiver. My coach told me that I would that I'd be following him all game, and I made some pretty big plays down the stretch. Simply, you know what I'm saying, looking at what he likes to do, you know what I'm saying, what he does with his hands at the top of his routes, and it was fun. We lost the game, but I made some pretty big plays down the stretch, and it was fun. It was fun, man.
I know. I was bummed out because I do all the Pitt home games, and then obviously you guys went to Pitt this year, and you know, I put notes on all the senior guys, and you know, when I knew you were coming on, I go, oh man, I can't wait to find out what I wrote about you know, Breon, but I did not play, so I was like, ah man,
yeah.
So I always like, yeah. So, but obviously, like I said, missed opportunity, but I'll get to see you do your thing at the next level, so I'll take notes when you're doing what you do there. Let's talk about this pro day, man. I mean, I'm not blowing smoke up, you know what, because you're on the show, but I mean, 4.49, I mean, the 34-inch vert, 10 broad. I thought your short, you know, the 20 shot was fantastic, 3-cone. I mean, you're showing the athleticism, the ability to move side to side. I know you always want to do better, all you guys do, but how happy were you walking away with how you performed at your pro day?
I was very happy. I'm coming to my pro day. To be honest, the only thing that I was skeptical about was my 40. But a lot of people clocked me in at a 4.45. So you know what I'm saying, I ran good all across the board. I wasn't really too worried about the you know what I'm saying, the 5.10.5 and everything. But I was very confident in the 5.10.5 in the vertical, but I greatly underachieved in that, I think. I jumped to 34, but 2 days before, I jumped to 36.5. And then then in my 5.10.5, I'm not sure what I ran on, but I had to restart it 3 times because I practiced with kind of short cones, and then on pro day they done it with touchdown pylon. So
okay.
Yeah. So that kind of messed me up a little bit. But actually, as I was training, I was having some fantastic times in that. But
right.
So my pro day went well. You found so I did well in front of the scouts, man. My DB drills went very well, and you found so I'm very excited about that. And my numbers were good.
Yeah, they're definitely phenomenal. Like I said, you're definitely turning heads, and obviously have a future ahead for you. You don't have to say teams, and sometimes it's quiet for some guys, sometimes it's not. But you know, have you been on any visits? I mean, or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been to Green Bay, and I've been to Carolina, and I got a few more coming up within the next few weeks. And I've also worked out for the Patriots, the Lions, the Raiders, Panthers, and you know what I'm saying? I think I got a few more, but I'm excited, man. I've been doing great in my workouts. Great. I've had some real good workouts. I've actually You know, so I think I've shocked a few guys with see my footwork and my transition, but I've been doing great in my workouts. I'm excited about those.
Definitely, man. That goes a long way. I'm curious, and I cannot believe I've never asked this question. I've been doing the show for over a decade. They give you any free steer gear when you kind of show up? I mean, they give you a hat or a T-shirt or anything? You just, I mean, do you walk away with anything?
Yeah, they give you a hoodie or a shirt and a hat. That's what they do. That's what every team has gave me so far.
Nice, nice. So it's got to blow your mind. Now you got more NFL gear than you probably ever thought you had, huh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's crazy.
And, you know, D'Angelo Hall, we had him on after his rookie year, and we asked him when he went through the draft process, and he told us the one team that didn't talk to him at all were the Atlanta Falcons, and who, you know, lo and behold, the first round rolls around, and, you know, he said, he goes, the last team he thought he was going to go to was Atlanta, and you know, they make him a first-round pick. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm curious to find out at the end of the day, you know, of all the teams that kind of showed interest, I'm going to text you. I'm going to be like, you know, did you think this team was? You might say yes, or, you know, you might say no. Once again, Breon Borders here on the C2P as we break down the draft. Fantastic guest with a bright, bright future at the next level, and we appreciate him taking some time. Do you get comparisons to anyone? I mean, or is there anybody that you kind of watch at the next level and just say, hey, when I kind of watch this guy, I see a little bit of myself?
I've gotten comparisons with Cromartie, but at the next level, I like Josh Norman. I like Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters, he gets the ball a lot. And I think we play kind of similar a little bit, but I've heard a few different things.
Nice.
I watch Marcus Peters a lot.
Marcus Peters is, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs definitely, they definitely knocked it out of the ballpark on that one. I mean, that was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
We actually had Josh Norman down at the Shrine game when he was coming through. So, it was fun having him on at the time because I asked him the question, I think, you know, who do you want to be? And then he was saying the best DBs at that time. And now you guys come on the show and you say you want to see Josh Norman. So hopefully, Breon, a couple years from now, when you're going through your second contract or something, we'll be like, who you want to be? And a guy will be like, man, I like that Breon Borders guy. So, you know, like part of it,
right?
Oh,
yeah. That'd be great.
Awesome stuff, man. It's drive time, man. Well, we're about out of time, but I definitely want to have some fun with you before we let you go. Are you ready to take a shot with some more off-the-wall type question?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, I think you picked up on it at the beginning of the show, and I accidentally texted you. You got the I want to tease them. I can't wait to do it. So you got the Cowboy Soldier text. I got that. So you probably knew something was up by that point. But somebody, and you're going to know this right off the cuff, they said there was a long-standing joke between you or him about who was faster, and he said that came to fruition on Pro Day.
I mean, you talking about Corbin?
I'm talking about Corbin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I texted him. Yeah, I texted him before the show. I said, is there anything that I can tease Breon about? And he said, make sure you tease him about this nickname, Cowboy Soldier. And then he put, ha-ha. He goes, we've been always joking around about who's quicker. And he said, make sure you mention the Pro Day. He goes, I hope you don't get too mad at me, though.
Oh, man. Well, I guess to address the who's faster. Coach Durfee, he's our strength coach. He had his, you find him shooting laser, and he was timing out there. So, just a nip that's in the bud right now. I ran a faster pro day than Corbin.
Nice.
I beat Corbin by 0.3 of a second. So, it is. Yeah, so please don't let him, you find him saying, feed you any lies or nothing like that. I got video proof, video evidence of it. So,
awesome stuff.
So that's that.
I like it,
and
man.
And the Cowboy Soldier.
Well, you kind of, yeah.
So, and the Cowboy Soldier. This is a crazy story, man. When I was getting recruited, my coach, he was coming to my house, and as he was getting off the highway, he saw a guy on a horse. He says the guy was parked in the KFC, like Like Quarton Space, I don't believe that. I don't believe it. But he says, you know what I'm saying, he's a guy on a horse or whatnot. So he goes to my house, and 10 minutes after going to my house, the guy that was riding the horse walked into my house. So that was my uncle. So, so basically.
That's great. That's a great story, man.
I was trying to explain to my coach, like, that's the first time in 5 years he ever rode that horse. Like, it's not even like that. But my uncle walks in the house with a cowboy hat and you know what I'm saying, the vest on. And my coach asks, you know what I'm saying, what are you, a cowboy? And my uncle says, yeah, I'm a cowboy, but I'm not a Dallas cowboy or whatnot. So, and he goes back to my school and tells basically the entire campus. And so, so I enroll about, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 weeks later, and everyone's calling me Cowboy Soldier, and they think I'm so country, this and that. But it was a disaster, man.
I tell you what. You just took the title from Ryan Kerrigan of the Washington Redskins. When we were down at the Senior Bowl, because we asked a nickname question. We always say nickname, and he said there was a kid on the Boilermakers team that they went out. Probably, obviously, they got a little crazy, and the kid ended up getting a tattoo of a toaster on his stomach. And for the duration, that has always been my favorite. But I can promise you now, after today, when that question, and they want to know, if they ask which one was the best one, I'm going to have to say, well, Breon Bortles and the Cowboy Soldier. That's fantastic, man. All right, I got two more for you, and then I'm going to have to let you go. Now, this question, I think most guys, this is their favorite question in the entire show. Female celebrities, Breon, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to
Rihanna.
Eat, who are you going to ask to join you for?
Rihanna.
Wow, there you go.
Rihanna, 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 100%. You ain't got to finish that question. I'm going to tell you, Rihanna.
You weren't. Yeah.
I love
you were quick on the draw, Cowboy Soldier. You didn't play around there. And then the final one, Eric Dorsey is the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He puts the ideas on your cleats and spikes. He paints them on there. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see?
What I want to see. I want to see, like, that's hard. I guess I want to see, like a face or something on a cleat. I don't know. Like a face, like my face or like my grandma's face or something. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be cool.
I hear you. It's a crazy question. You think it would be, you know, a lot. You guys really put a lot of time. It's something nobody will even answer if they don't come up with something. It's like a thought out process. So, like, I have to get back to you on it.
Yeah.
But hey, man.
Yeah.
It's that, you know. But hey, we are almost out of time. But listen,
okay.
I appreciate you coming on. I can't wait out to find out where you land. And I'd always like to say, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
I will, man. Appreciate you having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout defensive back from Duke, kind enough to join us, Breon Bortles. And when you talk about a phenomenal prospect, this is one of them. I shouldn't say he's a diamond in the rough because he's one of the top DBs, but I think he's kind of lost in the mix of some of those top DBs. And like I said, I cannot wait to find out where he lands, and I can't wait to start this kid kind of evolve into a top flight DB at the next level. If you want more of Breon Bortles, you can always check him out here at the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.